With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Previously on Derpy Show.
Oh, no. That reminds me. I got to show you a video. It's iguana that farts in a bathtub.
This just in. Neo-Faust segues with an iguana farting in a bathtub.
Derpy Show.
You're bleeding from your nose. He's so angry.
What did you just say?
He's so angry.
You, me, we're going to fight.
We're going to fight?
We're in an official fight.
It's a fictional fight?
Derpy Show.
Oh, what the fuck is happening?
Your life. That's what's happening.
What is wrong with the world?
Derpy Show.
Granted, here's the funny thing. I'm a human jukebox sometimes, so go on.
Not quite as helpful as beatboxing.
Beatbox? Oh, I wish. Go on.
Derpy Show.
We should have Derpapella and be like... Mr. Derpman, hurt me a derp.
Gentlemen, we've started recording Derpy Show. Please turn off all of your phones.
In the event of a water landing.
Until we reach the proper altitude and we tell you we can turn your phones back on.
You know what? I think you can just leave your phone off. I don't think it's a big deal.
I'm pretty sure that it's been proven that you can just have your electronics on at all times and it doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, because if the plane's taken off without any shielding... You get bombarded with a shit ton of radio signals worse than a goddamn cell phone.
But I distinctly remember a Penny Arcade comic where he caused a plane to go down because of his DS. Because,
you know, Penny Arcade...
That's a documentary told in real time, right?
That is factual evidence.
Okay.
I mean, freaking... What's his face? That old dude with the beard that goes around as a secular humanist that, like, debunks people. James Randi.
James Randi with the Randigrams, yes.
Goes around and debunks people.
Yeah, he's like the head of...
I debunk thee, sir! You psychic, prove it to me! I give you $1 million!
I believe... James Randi has been offering $1 million to anyone who under scientific,
facts can prove psychic evidence.
No one's ever claimed
the $1 million. His famous case was James Ury.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who's been spoons!
With only a little bit of, thermal manipulation.
Exactly!
And there's also the people that say that they're human magnets, when in actuality they're just dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty?
Yeah, they have iron ore or whatever dirt on their fingers, because the area that they're from has that kind of constitution.
So, and the oil on their skin, when they don't bathe, it accumulates and things stick to them more easily. One person went to one of their competitions to see who was the most magnetic. I was essentially running around throwing talcum powder on people, and they were losing their powers.
Yeah.
So either that's magnets' kryptonite, or they just need to take a fucking shower.
Well, granted, as a human, you have an EMF field that is just generated by your bio
chemistry.
Are you sure that field. Talcum powder wasn't magic? Because I have learned through a popular music group that magnets work on miracles.
They do.
Well,
and seagulls eat cell phones.
Listen. Speaking of EMF, I've learned from a popular music group that it's unbelievable. Oh. Unbelievable.
What is that reference?
The band EMF.
Song.
Oh, you're unbelievable. Oh.
Oh, wow. Wow. That sounds like something you would listen to on, like, I don't know, a 45 single.
We were talking about fucking magnets, though, and how those work.
EMF.
EMF.
See, you're part of me. You are segueing like me.
No, I'm going off the EMF. Listen, I'm just throwing it out back to the retro roast, back from our old serious business days.
Oh, Mindy.
I'm just trying to give Mindy a shout out.
Miss Delos. Classy chick she is.
Derpy Show.
What are you looking at?
We're actually trying to snoop on your Facebook.
Oh, you want
because
to
there were people there, and I was just curious who they were.
Snoop book?
Because, snoop
book. Looking at my stuff, yeah. I don't know if you know Lane, maybe.
No, I don't know any of these people.
I'm naming out people.
I'm friends with them.
You know J***lin.
Just going to name drop some people. Who?
You know J***lin. He's a chiptune artist.
Oh,
J***lin. You know
that guy.
He's from Bear Haven.
Probably going to have to clip this out because of privacy issues. Let's just start naming off our Facebook friends.
Just beep it out. Just beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Or we'll just use other names. Oh, yeah. Joffrey Baratheon.
I heard that guy likes to fuck sheep.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck him. Good sheep.
Does this mean that people that fuck sheep are going to be mad at us for making fun of them for fucking sheep?
Are they? Because seriously, I was telling you guys before. Maybe if it's just
a person dressed up like a sheep.
Yeah, true.
So is there a fine line between being a furry and bestiality, or is it all just the same thing?
It's interspecies erotica, asshole.
I think it's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope, like gay marriage.
It's like a gateway fetish.
It's a gateway fetish.
You want to marry you? I'll marry you.
So
furry's like a gateway fetish to bestiality.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's an excuse.
Because you know, right. Eventually they're going to be fucking parrots because they have a thing for fucking people in parrot costumes.
Oh, obviously. So eventually. So now here's the thing.
Eventually it'll lead to actually having sex with birds.
Obviously. Sex with ducks. Awesome. So do we think... Because we have a lot of people that are mad at us for making fun of furries, so I feel like I want to know more.
And by a lot, we mean that one guy. I feel like the only people that come to the defense of furries are furries. Like, I've never heard of anybody going like, oh, it's a respectable sexual disposition.
Hey, I'll lay it out like this. I have nothing against them. Fine, that's whatever. You know, it draws the line. If you push it on me, that's when I have a problem. Obviously,
I'm going to push my furry all over you.
Oh, yeah. Anyways.
So... Is there a line?
Bite the pillow. We're going in furry.
Oh, God.
Sense of Bulgarian in that kind of.
Is it a goose down pillow? So now here's the question: if they look like an animal, do they have an animal vagina or a human vagina?
I don't really know that much about furries. If you're at home listening and you know a lot about furries and what they do to their vaginas, let us know.
Things we wonder. So here's
my real question: Is there anyone that's a furry that's into like duck furries, but that's really anatomically correct about it,
like a spiral penis,
and like all of the rape and the like whip knocking out their partners with their dick.
So wait, what about
I kind of want to pull a Neo-Faust here and segue because the other day we were at the park. Feeding ducks bread, right?
That isn't a bad segue. It's still talking about ducks, but God!
It's valid. It's just very spastic because it's completely changing the topic when we might not have been done.
No more meta commentary on this.
So we're feeding bread.
Okay, bread to ducks because it's one of their favorite foods that they have absolutely no access to without people.
Actually, they carried bread
because ducks aren't able to, you know, mill grains and bake.
I saw one that was trying.
No, it's trying.
It was starting to use tools.
Was his name Howard? I mean, seriously.
We should be afraid of this.
We should be afraid of this. God.
Anyway, the reason I thought of that when we brought up duck penis was we had to witness this male mallard duck raping this other female duck. And there was other female ducks, and they were just kind of like watching. They're just like, okay, that's happening. Yeah, glad it's not me.
Well, they say...
It was going on for half an hour. Like, we were all going in various parts of the park, and we came back, and the duck was still trying to rape this same small duck.
Apparently, it's horribly violent.
Yes, it was like, I thought that the duck was going to die.
Well,
and then after it was done, like, two female ducks went over to it, and one sat on the one that was raped for a while, and the other one just kind of followed the male.
Well,
like, hey, it's my turn! I don't know what was going on.
There's a lot of weird shit in the duck sex warfare.
Duck sex warfare.
It seems like they've... I read an article about this. That they've, like, evolved to become the most fucked up animals in existence. like the male duck has barbs and shit, so that way they ruin the vagina for other males. And then female
so
ducks.
So the phrase wreck that shit might have come from ducks.
Correct.
Wait, so
okay.
Only they prefer quack that shit.
I thought it was like a mechanism like cats have with the barbed penis that tells the woman to like start, you know, ovulating or...
Well, female ducks also have fake vaginas. So clever. The duck will girls! Accidentally rape the wrong hole.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
This is so much...
We call that the butthole. It's...
Oh, so how do you grow an extra vagina? Google. No. Maybe Yahoo Answers will let me know.
Do you grow...
Wouldn't that just be an evolutionary thing? I don't think they actively just think, oh, I want to grow another vagina right now. Let's...
Why did you type vagina?
Almost grown.
You spelled vagina. V-I-G-I-N-A.
Google corrected for me.
But you know what? I feel like we feel like this helped us find something important. Because there's a question on Wiki Answers that is...
You get a mask, the identity. Change the voice. Okay.
How do you grow a vagina? Because I'm a boy and want to know the pleasures of a vagina.
Wow, that sounds like a legitimate article that we should actually read. But speaking of Neo Faust's horrible spelling of the word vagina... It reminds me of the time when I lived in Virginia, and my little sister came and visited, and she posted on Facebook immediately, "Just made it to vagina!"
Oh, this girl, she's good spelling. Oh, look, what?
Well, apparently, there is a blog post about Hazel Jones and the tale of the two vaginas, because there is a disorder. Called uterus didelphys, which causes a woman to grow an extra vagina.
Well, she has a future in porn.
Quote.
Porn.
She quotes that she has two holes, one to the left and one to the right. They look like a little yin-yang symbol.
Sucks to have a baby for her.
Yeah, I saw her on some article, and she said, like, she's not going to do porn because, like, they obviously, like, offered that. Because anybody that's a little bit weird, they get... offers to do porn or like celebrities or anything, but she said she wouldn't do that. But anybody who was curious, she wouldn't mind showing.
So when she has a baby, does one hole determine evil and one hole determine good?
Oh, you mean like it's like its own mirror universe coming out?
Yeah, the baby comes out with a mustache if it's evil.
Do you think she only lets certain guys go to one hole and certain guys go to the other hole?
No, that's my special hole.
Yeah, that's
it. Well, it's a good hole.
Sorry, honey.
Sorry, you're not.
I'm
you're
saving
not,
that one for marriage.
You're too chaotic evil. You have to be more lawful good for this hole.
That one for marriage. I like that. That's good.
You have to be more lawful good. Derpy show.
Apparently, I don't know how Katamari goes. I don't know how Katamari goes.
Fuck if I know.
My Katamari song
how could you
like,
have never played Katamari?
Hey, well, I'm in the same boat as him. I've seen people play Katamari at all those goddamn cons.
Yeah, earlier he picked up a copy of Katamari and was like, oh, is it that game where you're like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do? We're like, yes, it's exactly like that.
Well, every video I've seen of that game is you just wander around and push things with this really, like, indie bingo type
Seriously.
Music going on.
You push a Katamari.
Fuck you.
You know, there's a title for that game on something awful, and I think they call it, Damn It, Jim, Stop Dropping Acid and Finish Programming the Game.
Well, see, Indie Bingo actually comes from, it started in the late 80s, when Oingo Boingo became too mainstream, and then people had to split off from them.
So they have to play with xylophone, because indie bands only play with xylophones.
Ingo Bingo.
Attitude, ukuleles, and xylophones. That makes you indie as fuck.
Can we go to Big Lots and buy a bunch of little kid instruments and make a new theme song?
Go to Big Lots and get little kid instruments.
I actually want to go to Target and I want to
piano
to be
I think it would
piano.
Be even more hilarious if we got actual classy classical instruments.
And tried to play those.
And tried to just play them on the fly.
Jokes you...
Like, oh, this is us playing classical music. We're just like, we try to do it to the tune.
Joke on you guys. I'd play those. I'd play instruments.
I'd play a cello.
Alright, Channing and I would accompany you horribly. You can play all classically and we'll just be like...
Fuck you, Ken. Wait, whoa. What do you play? What instrument do you play? What's your primary? I saw you fucking fiddling over there for a second. Yeah.
I follow Suzuki method, you asshat.
Yeah. Fucking going straight to canon, you asshat. I'm a cello player. Canon's the fucking bane of our existence.
Oh, that comedian talked about that, right?
Yeah, there is a comedian talked about, but it's fucking true.
I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, so there's a famous piece of music called Canon Indie by Paco.
Oh, I know. It's like the wedding.
Yep. Thing. It's used like every freaking wedding.
Yeah.
As we go.
And it's really pretty. There's like lots of like.
It follows that typical like pop hook that everything's following between. Like, what is it? E A D G something.
There are eight. But the bass line is 8 notes, and they're all held out half notes, and that's it. For one of the instruments plays that just that for the whole fucking song.
Isn't it usually in the 4-piece kind of orchestra
group?
Isn't that all bass instruments really do anyway?
Yeah, no, it's pretty. It is the start of what we see as modern day pop music, or that flow that people follow. It's a type of formulaic hook that's been just moved and rearranged, but it's the same notes.
So what you're saying is Canon in D eventually evolved into Skrillex because he was dropping the bass.
Well, no, he doesn't. yeah.
Whoa. So you're telling me. It's that like Skrillex went back in time and wrote Canon in D.
He might have. He dropped bass all over that piece.
Bass.
But yeah.
On the next episode, yeah. Skrillex in time.
Skrillex in time.
Whoa.
I wonder what Deadmau5 is going to say about that.
I love Deadmau5.
Deadmau5 hates that Skrillex guy, doesn't he?
Do they really?
Is there like, and that's like all I know about Skrillex and Deadmau5.
Are they having some like East Coast, West Coast kind of beef here?
I don't know what kind of beef they eat or do not eat. But
is one of them vegetarian?
Why does it matter what the fuck they eat?
Because they have beef with each other.
Well, all I know is that at one of the large award shows, Deadmau5 wore a shirt that had Skrillex's personal phone number on it.
I heard about that,
Had the number, and then said, "You mad, bro?"
I thought that was just
a joke.
So
he's ripping off old Tom Green jokes.
Correct.
Nice. Okay. That's
legit.
The
Tom Green show.
Am I cooled out?
Do you remember that? The Tom Green show where he was harassing Glenn Humplick by revealing one of his phone number digits every episode or like over the episode?
Wow. No.
But the funny part was he never revealed the whole thing on TV. But back then, MTV was like recorded in like Times Square in like front of a giant window, and on the other side was the other numbers that he didn't reveal yet. So Glenn still got bombarded because
Glenn Humplick.
Green doing anymore? Is he like, has he killed himself or something? Because I remember
he's not dead.
No, but what is he doing? Is he fell off the face of the earth after inventing planking?
I'm sure he's doing fine. I mean, he lost a ball but still banged Rose McGowan, which is more than I've done.
Yeah. Yeah, you still have a ball.
Who's Rose McGowan?
Rose McGowan is in like a shit ton of movies. Like
we just talked about her during we were cooking.
Charmed. She was in.
She used to date Marilyn Manson. I think that's what she originally got famous for, or increased fame for, anyway.
What movie?
She was Cherry Darling in Grindhouse, the girl with the machine gun leg.
Okay. I haven't seen the movie, but I saw the previews and stuff. This just in. Neo Faust has seen shit.
This just in. Neo Faust knows nothing about pop culture, but still does a podcast about pop culture.
I know enough to be indie.
Is this just like a hipster cred thing? It's like it's a point to not
Dude,
know
I'm
things.
The thing I hate.
You are the thing you hate.
I am.
Did you like?
I have a straight up Stabbing Westward song right here. Okay.
God damn it!
What?
Do 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 do.
I thought you smelled vaguely like Zooey Deschanel.
Who's that?
She's the less hot version of Katy Perry.
Who's Katy? Oh, wait. Katy Perry does that Maybe song, right?
No, Katy Perry's the girl with, like, the
Fireworks.
Hair.
She does Fireworks, right?
Yes, she did Fireworks. Okay. She did E.T.
The only reason I know that Fireworks song at all is because of Beavis and Butthead.
Fireworks!
That's not it.
I know.
You were totally off on the melody.
No, I don't know all the words to it, but I have it in my head.
Derby Show.
And now, trying to hum with DJ Snorlax.
I have to pick a song. You guys have to try to try to.
I'll figure it out. See how bad.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. All right. Let's
go. Try it.
Make sure that it's a song that we would know.
Yeah. Nothing too
try not to go too obscure.
These are songs that I feel
like if it's a Deadmau5 song, I would know. I would not know what it was.
These are songs that most people should know. Okay. Most people. Which means that you won't know them.
Oh, no, come
but
on.
The rest of the nation
Son
will.
Of a musician. Okay. My dad will probably kill me. Levy with the Levy was dry. Yeah, I'm good old boys drinking whiskey and wine. Singing.
That, would be none thick. Of that is the song name.
I know, but I don't know the song name. I know the
but
song.
He knows the song.
Yeah. My Miss American Pie.
Okay, there you go. American
you said,
Pie.
You said the name of the song.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, one for one. Okay. All right.
Okay. I think acoustically, I figured out what the problem with your humming is.
What?
You shove too much of it into your nose.
Really?
So it reverberates wrong.
Yeah. Use your nasal cavity.
So don't use my nose.
Yeah. Use your nose less.
So I should be like.
Man eater?
Yeah!
I didn't know the fuck that was. What is that? Is that the song?
Watch out, boys. She'll chew you up.
Oh, God. Why did I know the melody? But I don't fucking know the song.
She's a man eater.
So that was your trying to correct your own humming.
And was it worse?
I was like speech therapy. Or humming therapy.
It was a little bit better.
Near the end, I noticed that the melody.
But you took it deeper at the same time.
Yeah. You're out of key.
Watch out, boy. He'll chew you up.
Oh, wow. Okay, try another one. Go.
All right.
I swear to God, if it's the Batman soundtrack, I'm going to punch you.
Batman soundtrack.
That's
there you go. Batman. Yeah, it's the animated. Oh, it's Queen. Scaramouche, you hear Mandango.
You're doing a lot of songs that have just very, like, very, very specific tempos.
Yeah.
And that's what's making it super easy.
Okay, so let me try.
taking, like, maybe, I don't know. Yeah. Keep going.
Try something from this decade.
From this decade.
Yeah.
This decade. Shit.
Wait, I don't know much this decade.
How about something within the last 20 years?
The past 20 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Which we haven't touched on yet.
Hey. Love is in the heart.
Let him be.
Love is in the heart is from, like, the early 80s.
Go on.
That is literally 30 years ago.
That's groove is in the heart, not love is in the heart.
Okay, but love in the heart is the second.
See, she got it.
He just starts making up lyrics. Groove is in the shark.
Groove is in the shark.
And that's where they got the name for Groove Shark.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's the new.
But she picked up for the goddamn little, like, you know, whistle thing. That's cool. Anyways.
Oh, that's Let Me Clear My Throat.
Yeah, you got that.
Yeah.
That's, again, you're going too old.
I don't know why I'm...
Here, I'll do one for you.
Okay. I got it. It's that I'm bald bound.
That was Carol of the Bells.
That I'm bald bound.
Night of Bald Mountain.
It met all the criteria of songs that he was doing previously. It was really, really old,
yeah,
and it had
staccato.
A very specific
you
tempo.
Like staccatos, dude.
And it was out of key.
Oh, Aladdin, I can show you the world.
Is that really from the last 20 years?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
No, it's not, is it?
Well, it is. Last 20 years.
Now,
dead.
If you would like to feel old, Aladdin came out 19 years ago.
Jeez.
Suck on that. Kids who were born after Aladdin came out, I believe, have graduated high school.
That's crazy
really?
To me.
Ah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
All right, I think I'm done humming.
This has been another exciting episode of Channing Tries to Hum Things, and we try to guess.
Should we have, like, a fake studio audience sometimes? Like, claps?
No.
Derpy Show.
And now it's time on Derpy Show for Ask Neil Faust about Neil Gaiman.
So, Neil Faust.
Neil Faust, what has Neil Gaiman been up to? And who is he married to again? Because I don't think we know.
I'm not going to touch upon that. Because you hurt me last time.
Would it make you feel better if we asked you about Alan Moore?
Oh, Alan Moore's pretty gangster, actually. I don't know what he's up to. He's like in a goddamn cave in Liverpool or something. I don't know. He's from Liverpool, I think. No, I don't know where he lives. He's a goddamn caveman.
Liverpool. He's from Liverpool.
Liverpool.
I hear him in your cave.
No, he's got this. Have you ever heard him speak? He's got this uber thick Cockney accent, and he sounds like he's drunk all the time. Smart as hell, kind
of. Is it hard for him to speak, or does he speak easy?
He talks like this sometimes. It goes into metaphysics. Talks, and if you see him interviewed, he looks like a caveman with little metal fingers on.
Looks like a caveman with little metal fingers on.
Did you not see that? Seriously, what?
I have no idea what's going on right now.
You're asking me to explain what he looks like, what he is. I mean, that's him. He's like a modern day caveman that's like bringing in the whole like kind of concept of shamanism and taking it to a weird level of just like, you know, the philosophy of like language. And just, I don't know, mind fucks you.
And he wears metal gloves?
Metal finger things. Like the goth kids, those sharp little metal finger things that they put over. It's like finger armor. You know what I'm talking about? Finger armor.
Oh, yeah, so you don't get finger banged.
Finger armor, yeah.
No, like that's finger banged.
Like the fucking
effective.
Fingers look like the finger of Saruman. Or Saruman. 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 Yeah. Saruman.
Whoa, wait.
No. It's that Saruman. Finger armor is so you don't accidentally close your fingers in a door and get hurt.
But the goth
so you don't get finger banged.
Yeah, exactly.
Finger banged.
Anyway, yeah, that's what he looks like. He wears that and he talks all funny.
Finger bang bang you into my
bang bang eyes. Bang.
Finger bang.
Was that the episode they replaced Jesus with night. Love?
No.
No, that was Faith Plus One.
Oh, okay.
Not finger bang.
Oh. Makes sense. But yeah, that's Alan Moore. Alan Moore's pretty gangster. I don't know what he's up to. I don't keep track of him.
Who? Whatever. Okay, cool. I was going to say, who is he, but I don't care.
Yeah, he wrote
Watchmen V for Vendetta.
And Swamp Thing, and A History of Violence.
You know we're not about educating people on this show, so that's why.
All right. Oh, Ray Bradbury died about 2 weeks ago, that made me sad. But I don't think anybody cares about that. I cared about it, because that guy influenced me in shit.
Well, a
he
lot
influenced
of
you?
In shit.
Not
that was some wrong inflection.
He influenced you.
That boy influenced me. Ray Bradbury wrote that Fahrenheit 451 and influenced me. Growing up in the South.
God damn it. I thought growing up in the South, they banned Fahrenheit 451 in
the schools. I thought so too. That was a big thing. Everybody was all up in arms about. But you know what? I think it was a very important book for a lot of people. That and The Giver and 1984.
Oh, fuck you. The Giver is one of the worst pieces of fucking literature ever written.
But it's the first bit of dystopic kind of, like, literature I read.
So? Like, I had poop with blood in it for the first time. Doesn't mean that's fucking memorable.
That's pretty brutal. That's pretty brutal.
I think Tron was the first sci-fi movie I've ever seen, and I don't think that really
you know, counts. Like we've experienced a lot of things for the first time. Just because it's the first time we fucking had it doesn't mean it's the most memorable thing to keep around. If everyone had to remember the first person they had sex with forever as, like, some pinnacle of their life, people would kill themselves more often.
Population control.
What I'm trying to say is The Giver is awful. It has an awful ending, an awful plot, an awful story. Fuck The Giver.
Stop right there. For a boy of five, it was a great book. I'm not saying it's the greatest book right now and stands the test of time of other books that I read, but as a first-time read for me?
It might have changed you, and it might have changed a lot of people, but I'm saying there were better books for kids at the time.
But
as
someone who,
so if he didn't read this book, it was very formative for him. Maybe he would be cool.
I would, yeah.
Possibly.
Maybe. I would be totally cool. Maybe. I'd be into, like, you know, Final Fantasy VII and being a Lotar guy.
Whoa, wait. You don't like Final Fantasy VII?
Oh, God. Have I had this discussion with you guys before? I don't hate it, nor do I give a shit about it.
I don't like talking about Final Fantasies because I started at 8.
I played
everything after it, but
exactly.
The ones before.
I started 8 and played on, but then got into Shining Force when I tried to play Tactics. I was like, fuck this. And I play Persona.
I don't even know who you fuckers are anymore.
Like,
no.
7, I was really hoping that they would make a pretty remake of it because I'm sort of a graphics whore.
Right? Like, I understand. It is not a very pretty game.
I never played 7.
I tried to play 7 for a little while, and it was kind of just the graphics were painful. I'm sure the story is great. I'm not going to pretend like, you know, it's inferior to anything else because, you know.
No, I never played 7. I watched my friend's older brother play 7, and to me, that was a good experience. Never played it. The first
watched
game
your
I beat
mom
myself.
Play 7.
Oh, yes, you did.
I watched your mom play 7 guys at once. Oh!
Oh! Wait, what?
I'm saying your mom was in an orgy. Hey!
Pow, right in the kisser. Anyways.
Too bad it was full of ducks. Hey!
Oh, back to that again.
I'm not saying your mother's a whore, but she had sex with a lot of men. Oh!
Oh, hey!
Hey! Oh, I have nothing to say. Hey! but yeah, 7. It wasn't great for me. I mean, I watched it and went, that's cool.
Watched it and went, that's cool.
I never had
video
a
game reviews by Neofaust. I watched it and went, that's cool.
No, you know what I played the shit out of? There was a
What demo. Did you think of the new E3, Neofaust? I watched it and I went, that's cool.
Wow, you took the words out of my mouth. You read my blog.
Hey, did you see that new movie, Prometheus?
Yeah, I watched it. It was cool.
It's high.
I watched it and meh.
Hey, man. Yeah.
This just in. Neofaust has 7 words in his vocabulary.
I do. It's true.
Do proper nouns count? Because I feel like he only knows like a couple of proper nouns.
Well, half of the words he uses are fake words, like weeaboo and tangential.
Ship. He misuses that word a lot.
Ship.
Ship. Tangential. I never said that. It's just like a type of genital.
And then I think that he's got some sort of a mental block that a lot makes it so he can't say the word issue.
Because
he's always saying ish. He's always saying.
Oh, I
ish.
Say that ish. Yeah.
I think it's some sort of a mental.
No, I can't
disorder.
Say. I can't no. say the. I can't. If you put the in front of anything, I can't say.
No, you see, it's not a problem. It's ish is not just a problem with him. You see, he grew up at a time where there's a lot of lingo going through the comic book world, and that affected a lot of the youth. I luckily got through it unscathed.
You read Spawn too?
I read Spawn as well, but a lot of people. It's a very sad condition. They say things like ish. And
instead of issue.
Correct. And they say true believer a lot.
Yo, you got the new ish of Spawn. Is that how they did it?
Kind of, yeah.
Like if you were in Brooklyn?
Yes. Yes.
You kids like this ish of Spawn?
They also say things like nuff said.
Yeah.
Didn't I say that?
So it's just this really sad part of being in the 90s. They're also addicted to belts, pockets, and tiny feet.
Fanny packs?
In the UK, that means vagina. When I was in the UK earlier, I was just like, you know, I was telling my girlfriend, it's funny that we all walk around with fanny packs on. She's like, you probably shouldn't say that out loud. What, fanny packs?
Because yeah, fanny means vagina.
Fanny means vagina.
That's probably like slang for like tampons over there.
JJ. No, it's
fanny is slang for vagina.
Can I borrow your fanny pack? I seem to have left mine at home.
But in London,
asking for a tampon. I seem to be having a bit of a happy flow day.
Oh God.
British ladies with Rob.
But I'm pretty sure that like everything in London is slang for something else. Like,
yeah.
And half of it's slang for vagina or cigarette.
Yeah. And fucking.
Derpy Show.
For those of you who don't know, back when we used to do serious business on WPRK, we had a very special segment we were able to do once called Ask a Canadian. But we want you to know, we're going to have some Ask a Foreigner questions soon. So make sure you prep your questions for whatever nationality is coming up.
One thing that they should know about the Ask a Canadian, it was just you and I that day. Was Anonymous there?
I believe Anonymous was there.
Anonymous
was
might have, yeah, okay. Anonymous might have been there.
And Mrs. Dr. the Dirty Hipster was there.
Dr. Mrs.
Okay, anyway, before we started recording that episode, I can remember very clearly, and you'll pick up on this if you listen, but every single question, I told her, every single question I'm going to ask you is going to be based on South Park Canadians. But and she, I held true to that.
And the thing is, she responded as if they were real questions.
That's the funniest part, is that there's so much truth in the South Park Canadian stereotypes that
awesome.
She had valid answers.
So this is an interesting one. We're going to edit it down because it was pretty much the entire show was Ask a Canadian.
Yeah, we had probably 40 minutes of that.
But keep up, check the forums, and we will tell you who's going to be on the next show when we have the next Ask a Foreigner, and you guys can submit your questions, and we'll ask them.
You're listening to Serious Business.
Better the DJ Snorlax.
What up,
boar?
What up?
We haven't done that in a while.
I know you haven't, and I was happy. And then it happened again, and now it's all
we
for
had
nothing.
To make you unhappy.
So, oh my God, weirdest thing just happened. Random Canadian girl just walked into the studio.
It's true. Her beady eyes and flip-top floaty head are a little bit unsettling.
Right.
So we just kind of last minute decided to have a segment called
Ask a Canadian?
Ask a Canadian.
Or A-C.
You missed... Never mind. I just had a really bad
DJ
joke.
DJ Snorlax
my
brings
head.
The cheese yet again.
So, my first question comes from me. Wait, what's your name? What did we decide your name was?
She has an N on her shirt, so we have to assume that it's something like
something with an N.
N.
We don't really
what's
know.
What's the stereotypical Canadian
Nancy?
Name?
Nancy?
No, I don't feel
Nanette?
Like Nanette. Nanette. That works. I think.
Yeah, it's Frenchish.
It, yeah,
it's
it almost French. Sounds French, too.
Where are you from in Canada?
You have to talk.
Are you really
radio.
Having? Are you really having that problem where you can't talk into a microphone?
No, I'm good. I'm just from Canada. There's only one road, so I live next to the road.
Oh, there's one road in Canada.
Yeah, you gotta follow the only road.
Yeah, to get anywhere in Canada.
Coming into Florida was actually really overwhelming because you guys have more than one road, so I really wasn't sure where I was going. I got lost.
No,
really difficult.
No, why does milk come in bags in Canada?
Because it's better. Why does it come in a jug in America?
To keep it safe. That's you yeah. hold it.
You put it in a jug. In a
carrying a jug is much easier than carrying a freaking bag of milk.
Yeah, but you don't carry like a single bag of milk. You carry a bag with three bags.
Can you say
of
milk again? Can you say milk again?
Milk?
You said milk. You definitely said milk.
We'll have to listen to the recording. I think I must have said milk because.
Can we go to the replay on that, Bob?
Everyone had an aneurysm.
Yep.
So, anyway.
No.
You carry
like
a bag of milk within. Milk. Within a bigger bag. It's like you buy 3 liters.
Wait. It's a bag within a bag?
It's a bag.
Yeah.
Bagception.
Oh. One of you needs to
How
say
did that just
right
happen? That's the weirdest word to say at the same time.
You just simultaneously made up a word together.
Oh my God.
Snorlax and I.
We go
on
way
the same
back.
Page. Yeah, we go
Canadian?
Way back.
No. I do speak meme, though. So.
Yeah, we do speak internet. We have the internet now. We just got it. It's really cool.
There is a C on his shirt, but he doesn't have the flip-top head, so I'm confused.
Well, they just got the internet, but it is still Prodigy, so they're pretty backwards.
Oh my God. I'm still kind of amazed that you jinxed that word.
Well, so you know, there's a pattern for that. Anytime there's a something within a something,
it's like a meta-something.
Something-ception.
Okay.
So if it's a show within a show, it's like show-ception.
Okay.
Like a dream within a dream.
All right, yeah, I get it.
It was a movie.
Weird to me.
Got nominated
Thank
for an Oscar.
You for ruining the wonder and excitement of it by explaining it.
You're welcome.
Jerk.
Okay, so back to the questions. You guys have memes in Canada?
We do. Well, we have some of the similar memes that you guys have. I don't think there's any just specifically Canadian memes.
Are you like 20 years behind us, though?
Like,
well,
did
I mean, we just got the internet, so I'm assuming yes.
So like you guys are just now, all your base or belong to us-ing?
No, we've had our bases since at least the early 2000s.
Oh, they didn't even have that yet, apparently.
Wait. You guys have bases? I didn't think you guys had a standing military.
Well, we were discussing this yesterday. Like, there's a guy in the woods, but he might not be standing. He might just be
it's one guy
drunk
in, the,
in
woods.
The forest. One guy in the woods. He had a tent, but he sold it for moonshine.
Well, whenever the royal family gets threatened, they all have to go home and open their boxes of faith and get instructions to meet under the tree.
Not every Canadian has a box of faith. And I mean, like, there is only that
wait,
one tree.
Wait,
so
wait,
you were deprived
wait.
Of your sandwich?
What's going on? What's a box of faith?
Snorlax. What? So much to learn about Canada.
Yeah. Well, all I learned is from Martin Short at Disney's Epcot. So he told me that
our biggest export is comedians. Yeah.
That's what he told
and
me.
And Justin Bieber. I'm really sorry.
Chris
guys.
Hardwick is Canadian.
Yeah. I've never been personally apologized to for Justin Bieber or Bryan Adams.
Can you apologize to?
Well, you have
us
to throw in
world.
Celine Dion as well. By the way.
Who?
However, we did give you guys.
Did you just
the
throw a Z into her name?
Celine Dion.
No. Céline Dion.
She says it French because she's
I'm
a French Canadian.
Yeah.
And Céline Dion is
Céline Dion.
No, that's
Céline
the
Dion.
That's the
no,
American
that's
way.
The America. That's here.
Is there a Z
here,
in her name?
Here in America, where you speak American, it's Céline Dion, but it's Céline Dion.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
There's
no
I don't
Z.
Think it is. I don't think there's a yes. Z in her name.
It's because no, it's because of the vowel Céline into the D. It flows in French. French is a flowing language. Of water
they're two separate
glass.
Words. Therefore, that doesn't apply.
Dion is one word. It's Dion.
No, he said the vowel into. Oh, the consonant into the vowel. Now, yeah. I thought you were talking about the E into the D.
No, I was like,
okay.
So things, and also in French, like that will happen. Like you'll just cut letters out and smash them together to make it flow better.
So what would say Rob be? Because that's a consonant into a vowel.
He'd be
Robert.
No, because you can't translate names. It's like basic language 101.
But Dion is a name.
But
you're
her,
translating
she's
that.
French. You don't translate it. You're translating it into English.
No, we're not.
Yeah, you
no,
are.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
It's like Mao Zedong. How many times has that been that? Changed? It's the evil Chinese. Well, I guess he's not evil, but he was the big communist bad guy, the boogeyman from China in like the 50s and 60s. Chairman Mao. And it used to be Mao Zedong, and now it's Mao Zedong. And they keep like retelling us how we say it in English.
Yeah,
but that's because we just can't pronounce it correctly because we're not speaking Chinese.
I was just calling my cat Chairman Meow last night.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of linen.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That personally. Anyway.
Memes. More questions for the Canadian.
So, besides your bagged milk,
which I don't agree with because
I don't agree with the bagged milk.
And this is a legitimate thing. If you think we're just making crap up, you can look it up on Google. Ask Google; he's a pretty cool guy.
Bags of milk.
Remember how you used to be like a child in first grade, and you get the little juice box that was an orange juice, but
it's
it was like a bag.
They're called mini sips.
And you had to stab it with a straw.
You have to stab those giant bags of straws.
Their milk is like Capri Sun.
Well, wait,
how
do you pour the milk?
Okay,
is it a one-time use?
No.
Is it like a
rip open
bag?
The bag and they throw it onto their bowl of cereal?
Or do you have to like
an entire like liter? We have to pour a whole liter of milk.
Is it like a space bag? And you have to hook up the vacuum and like pull it tight at the end.
I'm trying to legitimately explain how bags of milk work, and I'm getting trolled.
All right, come on. The show is called Serious Business. You know what you signed up for.
Yeah, it's basically a giant troll session. So. Yeah.
Okay, so the bags of milk go into pitcher, and then you put it, like, you know, it's reusable, and then you cut the corner of the bag so you can gently pour it into your cereal.
So you have to have like a carafe at home for your milk or something.
Pretty much. But the reason why we do that is it actually takes less plastic to put it in the bags than it would to put it in a gallon. Like,
we don't care about the environment.
It's because you guys are America.
We dump everything in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So who cares?
But if we could, we don't even have you guys have gallons and like plastic containers of milk. All of ours come in milk cartons. We don't actually have at least not from
cartons on our thing.
But we don't have plastic other than the bags of milk.
You don't have the most useful substance on the planet is what you're telling me.
There were commercials when I was a child that told me how important plastic was to my life. And it had a jug
plastic
of milk.
Plastic isn't everything. I'm pretty sure you have plastic.
I just mean
we don't have plastic milk jugs.
Oh, I thought you were saying
everything is made of. We have cartons. We don't have the jugs. As far as I've never seen a milk jug until I came to America.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this your first time in America?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have a very Canadian accent, with the exception of milk.
It's because English is my second language, and I learned from TV.
You speak American TV. We speak TV.
Really?
Hold that dial.
Yes.
Is it really your second language?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
So can you translate some of our stuff into French?
I can't guarantee that it will be correct, and I'm going to make an ass out of the three of you, but yes.
Can I say
that on TV or on radio?
Well, this is what we call radio down here in America.
Yeah. So
TV is the thing with the pictures.
And in Canada, they call it TV, though, because they just sit in front of it. They gather around the radio and
that's how we heard about the war, right?
You'll get the picture box in a few years, don't worry.
The flat ones or the big ones?
Well, now we have the big flat ones.
So we'll get little flat ones?
No, little fat ones.
Yeah, you'll get the little fat ones, and then it'll bring us to the big
ones. But will there be color?
Soon.
Eventually. I'm not sure how the Canadian American export TVs
go. I didn't realize you guys understood color up there. I mean, everything's like white and desolate, and then whenever they come here to wear things, they don't match, and everything's crazy and hipster looking. So I assumed you guys just didn't have color in Canada.
Well, I mean, the snow blindness does ruin everything for us once we get here, you know. Because the sun just reflects off all of the igloos.
Are you kind of on sensory overload right now?
Century or sensory?
Sensory.
Century.
Did
overload.
I say century?
Yes, you did. Century. See, that's what you get for making fun of how I say milk.
Oh my god, it's the 21st century. I have a century overload.
If you consistently said milk or milk, I would like stop doing it, but you keep switching back and forth, so
I don't notice.
We've got a question from the chat room. Why is your bacon round?
Yeah, why is your bacon round?
That's true.
That's back bacon. It only comes in round. What? You guys have round bacon here?
No, round shape.
Yeah, back bacon.
Yeah,
is
it's
round.
Called. We call it Canadian bacon.
Yeah, we call it Canadian bacon.
It's back
or
bacon.
Ham. Some people just call it ham too.
Yeah,
but it's Canadian bacon.
Okay, but it's just back bacon. Like it's from the fat back part of a pig, and it just stays. It's just easier for them to keep it. I guess it gets processed to be round. I've never seen it. I'd have to see it.
I was always curious.
I don't eat bacon.
I'm pretty sure you can cut off a strip of bacon from the back of a pig. So I don't understand what the purpose of making it round is.
I don't know. What's the purpose of making it in strips? Why is your bacon in strips?
When you cut out circles out of a pig, there's going to be leftover meat in the middle of these circles.
Yeah, that's what makes hot dogs, right?
I good answer.
Actually,
good
answer.
That's actually a pretty good answer. Yeah.
All right, there we go.
I cannot argue with that. Wow. That was quick.
Yeah,
too.
See, once I get used to it, my wit will come out. But until then, I'm just really
nice.
Your derp.
All right, so we've got some phone calls. So people are going to call back here. So
yeah, sorry for not answering.
Just a reminder, we don't answer the phone while we're on the air. So call back while we're playing
music.
You
can call back and call and have questions for the Canadian.
Yeah, we'll ask her some more questions, and maybe we'll let her ask the Americans some questions.
Yeah, we could probably do
that. Since this is her first time here, maybe she has some stuff she wants to know about our crazy country.
Yeah.
I just want to let everyone know that Popeyes is delicious. The one like awesome thing I learned about America, Popeyes. It's awesome. That's it.
All right. So we're back to Ask a Canadian. Boar had a pretty good one. You wanted
to
ask.
I have a pretty good question. What's your favorite craft dinner restaurant in Canada?
Wait, hold on. What's craft dinner before we get into this question?
Craft dinner.
Macaroni and cheese.
It's
craft
like
dinner, the
Canadian's
brand,
favorite things.
Like craft macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
Like the blue box?
Yeah.
Craft, mixed with the powder?
Craft dinner.
Okay.
Right. Before I answer the question, I'd like to point out that I very rarely ever ate craft dinner.
What?
And I don't know how to make
it. I thought it was a staple.
I'm going to throw this out. Oh, it is, actually.
How do you
it
know how
legitimately
to make?
Is.
Instructions are on the box.
Yeah.
Have you made spaghetti?
Yeah. No,
well,
no.
Then,
I can make, like, four-course meals, but I legitimately can't make, like, Kraft brand Kraft KD. I can't. Fails.
It's called KD.
KD. You shorten it? And they're like,
can I get some KD
of
this beast?
I need some KD up in here.
No, KD, it's crap. And it is a staple because it's cheap and it sort of has vitamins in it and stuff. Now, I don't know about you guys, but our government like disallows a lot of stuff that's terrible for you, which obviously isn't true about you guys because, you know, Fruity Pebbles.
So you can't
but
get ramen.
Anyway,
is what you're saying.
No, unless we go to like Asian
Wait,
specialty
hold
stores.
On. Of all the things you could talk about that are terrible to eat,
like, ramen was
fruity,
it?
Ramen.
Fruity Pebbles? No, she said Fruity Pebbles.
I didn't say
she's talking about there's like bars.
Yeah, the Fruity Pebbles bars were. But a lot of our stuff now, like our Kraft dinner is whole wheat.
Oh,
so
okay, hold on.
Pasta
oh, interesting.
Hold on. Anonymous is confused because we had something that is like diabetes in a box
in
last
bar
night.
Form.
Yeah,
okay,
bar form.
Think of
Rice
a
Krispie
Rice Krispie
treats,
treat.
But made with Fruity Pebbles and then covered with icing drizzle.
It tastes like a rainbow.
Oh, okay. All she said is Fruity Pebbles. It's like Fruity Pebbles is just a cereal and it's sugary, but that's not really different than anything else that
we don't have in Canada anymore. Most of our like sugary cereals aren't even that sugary.
Okay, yeah. back to the Kraft dinner.
Yeah.
The only restaurant that I know of in the area of Canada that I live in that serves Kraft dinner in a restaurant is Burger King. And
Whoa.
You can buy it like a
Wait.
Kid's meal, it's a
what?
Cup full of Kraft dinner.
That doesn't make any sense.
Wait, you can
buy macaroni
already
cheese?
Made.
Like,
yeah.
Why don't you just make it at home?
I don't know. Why do you go to any fast food restaurant?
But if you're going to Burger King, why would you go for
So
Kraft?
It's not
dinner
because it's like a kid's meal.
Is it not physically possible for you to buy Kraft dinner and bring it home and make it? Is that
no,
not something
it
well,
is.
It's no hard because we have to use that whole liter of milk in one shot, right? So we have to use a lot of milk. We'd have to make a lot of Kraft dinner.
That is true. That is a lot of Kraft dinner.
No, yes, it is possible. And we have like, you know, the no-name brand, which is the exact same thing, but different packaging and whatever.
But nobody wants that. They want Kraft.
I guess I misunderstood.
You
got to have the real KD.
There is restaurants. Well, the Burger King chain, anyway, that serves Kraft dinner. It's in a little tiny
Burger
like
Burger King serves macaroni and cheese.
Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a new thing. I learned that today.
Well, every day's a school day. I'm glad I could help you out learning something about Canada, eh?
About
A boot. Maybe it's because I'm French and English is my second language that I don't have these like weird speech things that
can
you guys
can you
know.
Teach us about French?
Like what?
I don't know.
I can tell you that every French person from where I'm from hates the English.
Oh.
And they hate Canada. They want to be separate. I'm from Quebec.
Oh, so. You're from Quebec?
Yeah.
Not Quebec? It's Quebec?
No, see, Quebec.
Quebec.
Now, does everybody there pretty much mime in where you live?
Not in Montreal.
I mean, I just kind of picture a lot of mimes dancing around.
Actually,
all the
I say
time.
Not in Montreal, but I did see a lot of mimes when I was in Montreal the other day. Like a lot. It was weird. I go there a lot, but that was the first time.
And
I
you were like, Dad,
mimes.
What are you doing?
Pretty much.
What's your culture? Why is that weird for you, to you?
See mimes every because it was the first time that I've seen like I've seen mimes a couple of times, but I was there for 3 days before I came to Florida, and I saw a mime. Every day when I was there more than once, like taking the metro and there's a mime.
I was half expecting you to say something like, I come from a long line of mimes, and in fact, I'm going to go mime later.
You know, I've actually mimed before.
I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah.
There isn't much you haven't done.
Yeah, I'm a carny.
That's what she said. Okay, so we need more questions.
Bieber,
yeah. How do you feel about Justin Bieber?
Well,
he's one of yours.
I'm sorry.
Can you take him back?
I wish I could. You know what? I don't want him back. You guys can keep him or send him off to like Japan where he's really popular.
Mm. What other terrible things came from Canada?
Avril Lavigne.
Celine Dion.
Brian Adams.
Hockey's pretty cool.
Tim Hortons. Awesome. Do you guys have Tim Hortons in Florida?
Not in Florida. I've only seen them in upstate
New York.
Yeah.
Think closer to the border probably. Yeah.
They have them other places. I think I've seen them in like Ohio.
Yeah.
I think anywhere like up near us probably has Tim Hortons. Which is weird because it tastes like garbage fluid.
Huh?
What? You go.
What? Telephone question?
They just wanted to know what kind of music you have. Do you have music in
Justin
Canada?
Justin Bieber.
Is that...
We don't only have Justin Bieber, but...
I know you have Justin Bieber, but he's mainly...
But every 16-year-old...
Basically, they just have Robin Sparkles. And
Robin
it.
Sparkles.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is get, Robin yes. Sparkles?
Robin Sparkles?
No, I don't
Robin Sparkles is like your country's gemstone.
You know that Let's Go to the Mall song that's so popular up there?
There are going to be like
I know what you're referencing.
What we're talking
about.
No.
Yeah.
This is a reference to How I Met Your Mother, where one of the characters was a Canadian pop star when she was younger.
What about Sandcastles in the Sand?
It's okay. We're past this.
No, we're good. But
do you have the same music as you guys do.
Yes, we have music.
Okay.
What's
the zip code of Canada?
It's weird. There's letters in it.
Yeah.
It's like number, letter, number, letter, number, letter.
No, you're saying it wrong. It's letter, number, letter, number, letter.
Regardless, it's stupid.
So it's like a hex code?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
They can't just have digits. They have to have other stuff in there.
So why do you
And we don't have to dial the area code every time we want to call somewhere. You guys have to do that here, don't you? You have to dial
no.
the area
code.
Calling a different
It's because there's so
code.
Few
Well, how many
phone
area-
numbers.
Yeah, well, see, we've had phones for upwards of like a century, so it's a little
so
bit different
we,
here.
Because the population is higher here, so there needs to be more than one area code.
Oh, is that why? I thought it was just random numbers that we were dialing for the hell of it. Thank you for explaining why we have area codes.
No problem. But do you guys have more than one area code in Orlando?
Wait.
Do we?
We do. We have like... No.
321-407. 321 is technically
a
like
lot
Daytona
of cities do,
stuff.
Though.
No, but like 321, you get that in like Central... In like Orlando. If you get a new phone on like T-Mobile, you're going to get a 321 number.
You're allowed to, but it's not technically an Orlando number. Any landlines in Orlando are 407.
Okay. Fair
That's
enough.
What we're talking about. Cell phones
anyway,
don't count.
So if there's no... So if there's only one area code in Canada, does that mean you cannot have different hoes in Canada?
Yeah.
I see what you're you can't have different hoes and different area codes?
Nope. Yeah, no, I got what you mean. And there's different area codes for every province. Some places have more than one. Like Quebec, the province of Quebec has lots. Montreal alone, I think, has two or three different area codes.
So she could have two or three different hoes.
And the same area, but technically different area codes.
Wait, so there's someone on the line backing me up about area codes. Whoever you are, if you're listening, if you can hear me, I love you. You're my hero. Fight the good fight. Take down the power.
Wait, can we go back to beer for a second?
Okay.
I was going to tell the story from last night how somebody said something about PBR, and you were like, wait, what? And you had to say the whole name. You can't say PBR.
Yeah, you don't say PBR?
I just wasn't sure what it was. It's not that I didn't know what PBR was, but I just wasn't
Pabst
sure.
Like they don't
I just wasn't sure
PBR
that that was the acronym. We don't have PBR in Canada.
In her defense, if we would have heard her say, oh, can I get some KD? We would have been like,
what?
KD?
Yeah, it's true.
We don't have PBR.
Yeah, we never would have thought of abbreviating that.
No. Well, I would never call it Kraft Dinner.
We
I just call it mac and cheese.
Yeah, but mac and cheese, Kraft Dinner's the brand, right?
Yeah, Kraft is the brand.
But wait. You guys have a lot of brand so recognition. We were actually talking about...
Hold on.
Depends. Some people call dinner lunch anyway, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I've got a big problem
wait,
here. Wait,
people call dinner lunch?
Yeah.
Only in Canada.
So...
Why? Lunch is lunch and dinner is dinner.
No,
you can call dinner supper.
I think it was calling... lunch dinner,
yeah,
not the other way around.
Lunch,
just saying dinner for everything.
Well, because in French, so like, dîner is lunch. So
but if you're speaking English,
but dîner is not dinner. Dinner is dinner,
but dîner is lunchtime.
So, no, I've got something more important here. So I was having a discussion with Miss Canada here last night about how it's weird that we use brand recognition here, like calling things like. Instead of saying cola, we say Coke sometimes, or Band-Aid, or Jell-O.
Well, is she aware of the whole like? Southern states like calling everything Coke.
That's what he was explaining to me last night.
But that is rage inducing for me.
But they refer to it as Kraft Dinner, not mac and cheese. We're gonna get some Kraft Dinner.
So Kraft Dinner is still the brand, though.
That's brand recognition. So why is that weird to you? Why is it weird that we do it?
Well, I don't know if you say if you want Kraft Dinner, and but he's thinking like if you tell me I want Kraft Dinner, but he's just thinking like macaroni.
Like are you thinking of things like Kleenex? You know, like, do you say, we need a facial tissue?
what do you call when you cut yourself and you put a little adhesive thing? What do you call that?
I need a self-adhesive bandage strip.
I don't know. Like, that situation doesn't come up where I would be speaking in English.
Nobody gets cut.
I would say it in French.
I can't speak for other Canadians because I have no idea what they would do.
Pretty much, because anytime that I would need a Band-Aid...
There's, like, three of you.
There's
so...
legitimately the... This is the first time in a while that I only speak English because I work in French. All my friends are French. So I don't, like, I guess I would say I want a Band-Aid. However, I only use Band-Aid brand Band-Aids. So it wouldn't be brand recognition. It would be I legitimately want a Band-Aid brand.
I'm pretty sure that still counts as brand recognition.
Not if that's what you're want. Not if that's the specific thing you're looking
for. But does that mean you would say no if I brought you, say, a Walmart brand bandage?
If you were bleeding out.
Okay, if I'm bleeding out, I don't think a Band-Aid is going to do much for me anyway. But thank you for the offer. And yes, I would refuse because you definitely want, like, fabric strip bandages. You don't want, like, plastic.
They have other brands that have fabric.
You know what they call them in Britain? Plasters.
Yeah.
What?
So, I have one more question. What are French fries and gravy?
I'm assuming they're gravy. French fries
unless
and gravy.
You no, like, add like, cheese curds. Unless you add cheese curds, and then it's a poutine.
But you specifically put gravy on French fries? Like, you just go into a place and order that?
It's no weirder than mayonnaise.
There have to be cheese curds. No, mayonnaise and fries is the bomb.
Oh, God.
No,
but you
that's
know what?
Good.
Wait.
Gross.
Let me finish.
Context.
It is weird for anyone that isn't from Quebec, because my friends from New Brunswick think I'm a freak when I have, like, fries and gravy and then put mayonnaise on it.
Ooh,
not
whoa,
like
whoa,
covering
whoa,
me.
You can't combine the gravy
no,
and the
no,
mayo.
Yeah,
no,
it's really good.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I know everyone's horrified, but like, it's a really popular thing
that's
in
like
Quebec.
French fries,
but only in Quebec.
I'm like, French fries plus gravy. Okay, I can get that. Potatoes, gravy, I got it.
French fries
plus mayo, condiment. Okay, I'm okay with this.
No.
All together?
Yeah, no. It makes a perfect Venn diagram.
So do you eat mashed potatoes and gravy with mayonnaise on it?
I don't eat mashed potatoes.
What?
It only works for French fries.
Wait, you just don't eat mashed potatoes?
Not really. I don't eat a lot. Even French fries, I don't eat French fries.
Yeah, why would
she
do that with other forms of potatoes?
She's hipster. She was really freaked out that our grocery store didn't have anything for her. Like, all of our chicken was frozen, so we couldn't have that.
Take her to Whole Foods.
Yeah,
drop her off at Whole Foods.
I didn't realize she was such a hipster when we went to the grocery store.
She'd be like, oh, good, they have ostrich eggs here. I was looking for one of those.
Hipsters.
So, do you have any questions for Americans while you're here? Before your moose takes you back to the Great White North?
I had a really good one earlier, and I
thought they were polar bears.
No, you can't ride a polar bear. You eat them and wear their fur.
Obviously.
But you see,
and you fashion their bones into a sled, obviously.
attached to the moose to drag me back.
Aren't they mostly blubber, though? Would you really
Yeah, but then
eat?
You can make
you're
candles.
You're thinking of whales.
So light everything.
Yeah. That's how you, like,
whale,
you know, make our candles.
Polar bear,
soap.
Same thing.
I also enjoy the fact that you guys have, like, Dr. Pepper fountains, because Dr. Pepper isn't very popular in Canada, or at least where I'm from.
Well, good, because it's terrible.
What?
Why do you hate everything that's awesome?
But you guys also have Blue Mountain Dew, which I really want to try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I just say that cherry Dr. Pepper is amazingly smooth?
Yeah. It's amazingly smooth. We really need to see if we can get a promotion.
I know.
That.
I need to start sending these shows to Dr. Pepper as often as I talk about it.
We've had like four shows. There's one show where we're debating the ingredients.
Well, there's 23.
Whether or not it can actually be smooth or not.
Anyway.
So this has been tuned. Enough.
We love you.
We'll miss you.
Talking over as usual. Anonymous.
All right.
Derpy Show.
We just had a little beverage break and we learned that Neo Faust likes to drink warm soda. Is this some sort of like
First
I know
of all,
that
let's stop
in
right
Europe
here.
They do that?
Well, stop right here. This
it's
is
supposed
not warm.
To be it's supposed to be better for you.
No, it's just this is room temperature soda. And it's cool actually. It's not warm. Warm I don't necessarily care for, but I can deal with.
Now,
my take to it is I hate ice, because why do you put ice in something that's already cold?
No,
when it's just
I'm with you
down?
On that. I don't like to dilute my
but
soda
feel this,
all the
feel
time.
That. You see that is not warm. It's cool. You see? Room temperature is not bad. See, that's cold. I'm not bothered by it, though.
A nice, like, stout. I prefer room temperature, like a beer. Some beers
are meant to be
temperature,
that, right?
Yeah. But soda, I feel, is made to be served chilled.
Yeah.
Well, it comes to the fact that
it increases the length that the carbonation
well
lasts too.
For me, I like to drink things. I like to gulp things a lot. Wait,
are you coming out of the closet?
So, okay, so you like to gulp things that are warm.
They come out of cylindrical objects.
Get the juices out of them.
You have to work the tip before anything can come out.
We did have brats earlier, and he said he wanted one of those sausages inside of him.
Wow. There's this disappointed overturn now, isn't
there? No, no.
It's a disappointed overturn. I drink fast. So take it as you will.
We could probably talk to the guys over at Flame On and see if they have any advice for you.
You know, probably ask them that. Yeah, because that's... Wait, I'm following into this. No, I'm not.
So now, do you guys remember back before all sodas had the Big Mouth cans?
Yeah, it was a big deal for a while.
Yeah, like I think Mountain Dew was
Mountain
the
Dew.
First one.
Sorry, go on.
But now they all have it.
That's true.
Big so Mouth how what? Did we live before that?
Big what?
Now the soda, like the actual hole, I guess, like not a spigot, but the actual
opening
of the can after you pop the top.
Yeah, it's at least 50% larger than it used to be.
And, okay, here that is the case, but overseas, like in Kuwait and stuff, they still have the little like little slit kind of like hole opening for the can sense.
Oh, is it the kind that has like the little plastic?
It just basically this does not stay on; it goes all the way off.
You
but is it? But is the
off.
Metal ones? Or are you talking about the ones
but
where
the
it's like a plastic?
No, they have a plastic one, but also no.
Or they, I've also seen tinfoil ones.
Yeah, they have the tinfoil ones. But in Coca-Cola out of Kuwait, they basically have the cans that when you pull the tap, you know how our soda cans, you pop up in the can, the tap stays on.
Right.
There's it slides all the way off.
So it's more like
it's
a spam
an old
can.
It's an old pop top.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have those over there like crazy. And it's,
I can actually remember those.
I can't remember
clear Pepsi too.
Yes. I drank that like crazy.
I don't really remember those. I'm sure I had them, but I don't remember them personally.
Blue
but
Pepsi.
I can barely remember the old tops just because I don't. They're not something that I committed to memory.
Like
very
pull
well.
Up, pull tab pops and like
pops.
Beer.
You're so normal.
I'm from the Midwest, and we're talking about so really, really old stuff. So
pop. Was it pop?
Pep. Get that pep up in
pep
there.
Over there.
Anyway, that's about the very limits of my remembrance, so I don't know if you would remember.
I don't know.
Doo-doo. Yeah.
That's the very limits of... I can only vaguely remember seeing them.
Yeah.
I can't actually remember even drinking them.
Well, that's all it is over there, like overseas, especially like if you're at mess hall. Like a lot of the region like providers provide a lot of the food for like the military mess hall, so a lot of the cans, like... the AW root beer was the only one I think that was imported from outside the Middle East, because the Middle Eastern people don't like root beer, apparently. In fact, it's not really a
They will taste. Once we go to space.
Well, they will.
That's the Starfleet drink of choice.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'm more and more okay with Starfleet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What about those weird Japanese ones where you actually have the crystal that you have to pop down into the drink?
It's a marble.
The marble,
whatever.
Yeah, it's a glass marble, and that's
ramenade.
Yeah, it's all right. It's basically just fizzy Kool-Aid, basically.
It's not as thick as a regular.
But I mean,
soda.
As terms of like a pop top, like in regards to the pop top, like that's very interesting.
Does that still prevent it? Like if you knock it over, it still keeps some of the liquid in? Because that's what pissed me off. Because I don't want to put a cup.
That does not. Really
no, it doesn't.
Help.
Okay. It was just like for me the first time seeing that, I'm just like, it's Japanese.
I guess it would go out a lot slower if you turned it completely upside down.
I guess so, right?
It would slow it down.
Slow it down enough and do something.
I feel like the bottle is the pinnacle of liquid transportation technology with the twist top. Actually, I think the pinnacle is the water bottles with the cap, and then it has the sucking ability.
Don't really like to suck on things.
Have you had any
Call me not gay, but I don't really like to suck on things.
Have you had the monsters that have the resealable top that just kind of slides to the left counterclockwise and opens?
Do you know
like
why
that?
I don't like that? I don't like the sound of the aluminum like sliding against the aluminum.
See, you're just like me, but I hate chalkboards. Like if you put your nails up against chalkboard,
I have to be very careful when I like cut steak because I hate when like the knife or the fork goes
scrapes.
Oh,
wow,
I hate it. Hate it.
Scraping noise.
So don't
anything
to
scraping, especially chalk,
don't
to drives
step.
Me up the wall.
So I don't listen. I was talking about this the other day. I can't handle the fucking just like I like techno stuff, something with like good like
yeah.
But I hate
so Nine Inch Nails
fuck that.
When they go off into like
oh yeah the
ambient,
noise Zara world
no
shit?
Not with you. Can't not a part
that's
of that.
One thing I've not liked about them too because
there's
a lot of their
roots.
Songs are really awesome. And, you know, like, they're just, they've got great tunes, melodically, they're great. But, and then they'll just go off into a tangent where it's just like...
But that's the thing. Trent Reznor,
you know, it'll
got
sound like
feel.
An old modem almost.
But Trent Reznor got his start in the whole noisecore, like, ambient, just,
well,
like,
wait a minute.
Glitch hops.
Wait a minute. Give me a second. I have to process two new fucking genres of music and this one stupid sentence.
But no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
shit,
no, wait,
when
wait,
he
wait.
Played around with the synthesizers and the old
give me a
kind
second.
Of just like tape delays
still,
and samplers.
I'm still processing soundcore?
Noisecore.
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 And glitch hop?
Okay, okay, let me
what
take a step back.
What the fuck is glitch hop? Right.
You can take it apart from glitch hop, but glitch is basically a subset of noise music, and noise in the sense that it's, oh god. I'm that guy.
Right, nerd!
Wait, like, that doesn't insult me at all. It's a goddamn show.
I understand that it's helpful.
We're not nerds here. That's not... We're derps.
When I say glitch hop, it's kind of just a 1-2... What the fuck? Anyways, it's kind of just the 1-2 that I give everything to glitch that is basically noise. Instead of using actual, like, staticky noise, they use grinded up
ground.
Digital...
That's called ground.
It's basically taking a digital noise like this... And then just kind of
right.
modifying it and breaking it down to the most basic.
I just want to point out
noise.
That the noise like this, it was a hand gesture to indicate the noise.
Well, I'm gonna take no stop. I'm gonna take and edit this for you, and I'll make the little glitch effect. But yeah, like, no, he got to start with basically he played guitar stuff, but on top of that, he had samplers that he would take a sample and just basically deconstruct it, throw noise. Fuck around with it, and on stage he improvisationalizes with all his vintage like analog synthesizers and samplers to what he just did, and that's what pisses off.
It's the musical equivalent to those assholes who'll just take a canvas and throw some paint at
exactly.
it and say
no,
that it's a painting.
Almost, exactly, it's almost like strictly Dadaist in its whole approach.
He's the fucking Jackson Pollock of
I like
sound
too, but still.
I don't know who that is, but maybe.
Yeah,
who
the fuck? Jackson Pollock is the splatter painter.
Okay.
Yeah. Made it
but my understanding of that and the soul philosophy of art is that basically you have to be good at regular art to be able to throw paint onto a canvas and say it's art to begin with.
Okay.
That's totally not true because...
Come on. That's a,
no,
you,
it's
you
not.
State it that way. I mean, it's,
what, it's not. I'm just not... Like, I could do a lot of that shitty art. Like
you just didn't do it first.
Yeah.
That's true.
Didn't do
you
it
didn't
first,
put,
so...
Well, what was it? Like, art is basically anything... Anyone is
with.
Willing to watch,
anything,
stare, and pay for, I guess.
Okay. Let me just pause for a minute. I want to go back to the genre conversation.
Will you?
Okay.
I'm still fucking broken on this one. I understand that we have to categorize things, because
yeah.
there's a lot of stuff, and it helps to categorize so we can find stuff, search
for
things.
We're built up on a mechanism, we're built up with a mechanistic kind of approach to life. I mean, hell, we got the periodic tables, we're taught
no,
math.
No,
we're
yeah,
very
yeah, trust me.
Minimalistic in our approach to categories.
No, I get you. So, periodic tables, we have, you know, like the noble gases. They don't bond with anything, they're stable, it's nice.
We're
okay.
raised that way.
Right, we get this. So why in the past 20 years have we decided that there's shit like, there's rock and roll, there's hard rock, there's metal,
There's heavy metal.
Hardcore.
There's screamo.
Grunge.
Yeah. There's post-grunge. Yeah.
Pre-grunge.
Glitch hop. Fucking, what is it?
Metal.
Noisecore.
Noisecore. Yeah.
What the fuck? People are just identifying to be different. Just to be different. They're like, fuck it. We've had this new genre for a year. We gotta make 3 new ones. Fuck that. It's stupid.
And the thing that defines the genre is something so not defining. Like, you know, it changed the lyrics. Instead of talking about death, we're talking about doom and post-apocalyptic, so we're doom metal now. You see? Because death metal talks about death. We talk about the apocalypse and doom.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, seriously. And
fuck that.
Dude, anyone who's metal, the people in metal are so fucking crazy. Like, technical death metal is not death metal because technical death metal has certain kind of, like, you know, we do
technical
time signatures.
Death metal.
So is tech metal
kind of like that time I saw a guy shotgun a beer while only hammering on and hammering off his guitar solo? Is that technical metal? Because that was pretty technically advanced.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, yeah. No, honestly, the definitions kind of just go crazy. And to me, technical death metal sounds like just math metal. Because math metal is...
What is math metal?
Math metal is...
1 + 2 is sucking cock berserker.
No. For instance, the math metal song basically follows the Fibonacci sequence. Like, the lyricist basically...
I love that you brought up berserker.
Berserker, yeah. Do you want to make him fuck? Berserker. Anyways. Math
to make
metal
some
is basically,
fuck.
To make some fuck, yeah.
This guy's fucking rude, let me tell you.
Make some fuck.
Math metal is basically this. They geek out and make a song based off of some mathematical equation, differential kind of output, and they do crazy time signatures.
I'm totally tuning out Neo-Faust. I have no idea what he's talking about.
I just can't care anymore. I'm sorry.
Go on,
I just can't care.
It's story of my life. Continue.
Can you sing your song again?
1 + 2 is sucking cock berserker. Fibonacci's on the dock berserker.
Hey, you're onto something there, man. You are onto something.
This next song I call Sokotoa's Last Stand.
So you understand, I'm zoning out of you for the same reason I cannot watch the next generation of Star Trek. I just can't watch.
Because there's wallpaper in the first season on the Enterprise?
What?
Well, that will ruin it for me anyway. But no, mostly because it's just the fucking blah. Like, I saw a scene, someone showed me a clip with fucking Jonathan Frakes, Riker, essentially just reading off the script, this fucking, like, and then the warp core times the dilithium crystal nebulin fucking, God, I need a paycheck.
Are you talking about, like, he was at a panel? Some sort of a...
No, an actual clip from the show.
Was it an outtake?
No, like he wasn't.
I don't remember anything where it looked like they were reading off of a piece of paper and stumbling their words that much.
He didn't stumble.
You have to give the actor some more credit than that.
He actually did it. It was more the attitude than the actual. He got it, delivered the line correctly. It just seemed like he was so frustrated by the fact that he was saying nothing.
Riker's character was sort of an asshole who didn't want to care about everything like as much. Like, he was sort of the aloof character.
Weird about his beard. He does look weird without his beard, I'm not gonna lie.
He wasn't one of the, like, the nerds. Like, Captain Picard was a little bit of a nerd, and, like,
he
knew everything about all the engines and stuff.
He's a fucking thespian nerd, though, too, so.
Yeah.
Riker seems like that kind of, like, you know, bro-ish jock. He's like, I played football.
Riker was the second in command who wanted to nail every chick that on the planets that they would land.
Here's the thing, is that they realized that one of the only things that made Star Trek, the original series, work was Kirk. And they wanted to have this, like, British, fancy, intellectual captain. But they knew that the fans of the original series wouldn't have that. So they had to have the dude that was ready to bang everybody at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
And that was Riker.
That was Riker. I don't see what the problem is, though.
No, I'm just saying that, like, there's so much technobabble on the Next Generation, and you're just spouting that at me all the time, Neo.
Here's the thing about technobabble on Star Trek, though. They're very consistent with it.
Yeah, they are. They keep up with their whole, like,
if they make up a word for something...
That theory's made
that,
in the universe.
Yes, that's a theory in the universe, and they will reference it multiple times.
They don't pull anime logic by making up a random rule just to fit the plot.
But Neo Faust consistently mispronounces words, but we still give him shit for it.
I do. I make up words.
What does giving Neo Faust shit have to do with you not liking Star Trek?
You're defending Star Trek. We're like, I don't know. I just. Hey,
you're pulling the anger card.
No,
on this
you're
time.
Trying to say that you got turned off because of all the techno babble. But every single show is going to have a bunch of terms that they make up for it. Like, if it's a fantasy show, if it's a sci-fi show, they're always going to make up something. Yeah. I understand all of the Star Trek technobabble. Usually anything they say, I'll absolutely know what they're talking about.
Oh, no, I get
it. You make fun of me for random shit.
When you need to repurpose the dilithium crystals to get the warp core to explode to make sure you get to the black hole before the event horizon occurs, I understand what's happening.
Yeah.
It just makes me not care.
Some people don't keep up with astrophysics.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it, but for me, I'm like, boop, don't need it.
You don't care about when the warp core rips a hole in subspace?
No. I don't.
And they have to bombard it with metaphasic radiation to heal the...
No, I'd rather them just say...
Okay,
hey.
I just used that wrong because metaphasic radiation actually makes you age backwards.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the physicist in me is hurting, even though that's unbelievable.
What I'm trying to say is, they might as well just say, hey, there's this conflict, and I have a MacGuffin. Let's hope this works.
What's a MacGuffin?
MacGuffin is a term coined by Alfred Hitchcock, and it's the thing that you're either searching for or makes things work. It's kind of like a Deus Ex Machina, but exactly.
I was going to say, isn't that Deus Ex Machina?
That's a great term.
Deus Ex Machina is the thing that makes it work, but MacGuffin is what moves the plot forward. So in Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, they're looking for the necklace, the staff, to get to the Ark. Well, the necklace and the staff of the MacGuffins, that's what they're searching for. And that's a term by Alfred Hitchcock, just something that makes the plot move.
Plot device.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what the fuck you're looking for. Indiana Jones is going to go look through caverns and beat up Nazis.
I get that, but like the fact that they're flying around in a spaceship using technology that is just completely like theoretical and...
Well, they have science.
Like the whole fact that they couldn't even move that fast... Because, you know, like a speck of dust would rupture like a hole size of
the big
a,
thing with him
a cannonball or something.
Then they had a science correspondent, multiple science correspondents on the whole set, to basically take the theoretics of what is happening now.
Yeah, and they gave it a bunch of terms.
And they tried to make it, the big thing is that they wanted to make it as close to like plausibility in the future.
Some of it is freaking insane, but I mean. They have people that are actually working on like tractor beam technology.
Oh, and cloaking, tractor beam, cloaking, and
so as we go on, Star Trek is sort of
there's so
in
many
some
books
ways
out there.
Coming closer to reality, like teleportation. That's not like wasn't a real.
Was
word.
That the that Dr. Michiko Kaku guy? The Asian professor is on Science Channel all the time that talks about the
science
of the
future.
I'm
just gonna step out of the room for a while. You guys finish this. I'll be back.
Derpy Show.
All right, so I read this article. Here's the title. Zookeeper licked constipated monkey's buttocks for an hour to help it defecate a peanut.
It's dedication.
That is an awesome title.
Here's the background on this. It's a rare monkey. It's a Francois leaf monkey. Somebody threw it a peanut. It ate the peanut whole, apparently. And they were afraid that if it didn't poop out the peanut, it would die. Now, I've read that in cases like this where they have to try to coax an animal to defecate, like it's a baby monkey or whatever, like they could just use like a warm washcloth or something.
A suppository?
Yeah. But this dedicated zookeeper...
He must be poor.
...licked the monkey's butthole for an hour trying to get it to poop out a peanut.
And then it pooped the peanut.
It did. It saved the monkey's life.
Success.
Well, here's the thing.
At least he actually pooped it out anyway, Sid.
Well, here's the thing.
And they've got a hilarious picture of this guy with his mouth up to a monkey's butt.
I'm going to go ahead and say, at least he succeeded. I feel really bad if I licked a monkey's ass for an hour and it still died of peanut ingestion.
Yeah. That's true.
Man, that college degree is doing good for
But either
guy.
Way, you wouldn't feel as awkward if you just used, like, a warm Q-tip.
Right, yeah. Just a washcloth.
You know what? Yeah, having kittens.
But I guess since he was successful, at least he can say, well, it worked, didn't it?
He's the savior of monkeys.
Because I feel like if something like that happened in America, we would be questioning that guy, like, whether or not he should actually be working there. Like, does this guy have a monkey asshole fetish? Should he really be licking our monkeys?
Here's my next question, too. Wouldn't the monkey have just pooped it out naturally?
Not necessarily.
Because why would licking it just caused it to, like, you know, let go of that if it was going to just...
I think it was like a...
It got through its system. Why wouldn't it have just gotten through the
system? I think it's like a therapeutic relaxation of the muscles thing. Like, I think it's a thing that the mother would have done.
It is.
Yeah.
A lot of young animals, their mother will lick the butt, will lick the
well, I've had kittens before. Anus. I raised kittens from like 2 weeks old, and that's what the licking part, but
you licked kittens' buttholes at 2 weeks old?
We used
you're a
wet
kitten
wash
pedophile?
Cloth. We used a wet washcloth.
Is that what you're calling it this day?
Yeah, totally. It's good cover.
But you know what? This was in China, correct?
Yeah, it was in China.
China.
So, you know, at least it worked. You saved the monkey.
Saved the monkey.
And I'm pretty sure if this was an MMO, he would have gotten an achievement for that.
Ding!
1 hour.
Passed a peanut.
Passed a peanut.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show, presented by Nerdy Show. If you enjoyed what you've heard, support the Nerdy Show Podcast Network by telling a friend, join in on the community forums, or support us with your hard-earned cash and receive exclusive perks. For more episodes of Derpy Show, Nerdy Show, Dungeons & Doritos, and other podcast videos, our Minecraft server, and other cool stuff, visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter, at Nerdy Show, to keep up to date on the latest Nerdy Show news.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.